All right, talking about a working class white man, the man he works for, he'd say, that's my
boss.
Would a black man say the same thing?
Yes, he'd say the same.
You ever heard the blacks around here use the term captain or captain, talking
long
about a white
ago.
Man?
Long time ago.
How would they say that?
Cabin.
Okay. And country people, you know, people who live way out in the country, like where I'm from, used to, they would come to town on Saturdays to do their business, and you could recognize them because of the way they looked, you know, what they wore and everything. You ever heard the town folks kind of poke fun at them because of the way they looked?
Yeah.
Might say, look at him, he's just an old...
old cracker, old country boy.
Around here, have you ever heard people use the word Hoosier that way? He's an old country Hoosier.
I haven't heard that.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you about some names of parts of the body just for pronunciation. What would you call this right here?
It's your forehead.
Okay. You ever heard it pronounced any other way?
Forehead.
And all of this is my...
hair.
And if I let this grow out...
That's your beard.
Okay. And this is my...
ear.
Which one?
You're right. Your left.
Okay, putting the two words together. This
ears.
Is my, this is my... what ear? Blank ear.
Left ear.
Left ear.
And that's my...
right ear.
Okay. And that's my...
mouth.
Right. Somebody might fall and break his
neck
or get something stuck in his
throat.
This is the thing that you can see on some people.
Adam's apple.
Can you have the word for it?
Go fetch it.
Go fetch it.
I hadn't heard that one in a long time. Now, the word boozle, do you know that?
I've heard
that too.
Is that the same as Adam's
apple? Same thing.
And you call it the
Adam's apple?
Or
goozle.
Goozle.
Huh?
Tricky.
Yeah.
Get technical about it. these are all my
teeth.
This one would be a
tooth.
The fleshy part.
Gums.
Okay. This is my
hand.
I have two.
Right and left hand.
Okay.
Hands.
Okay. And I make a
fist.
I have two.
Two fists.
Okay. What about this part right here?
Palm.
All right. And a place where two bones come together. You said they form
a joint.
The upper part of a man's body would be his
chest.
And he has broad
shoulders.
This is my left, my right
leg, thigh.
Okay. And that's my right
foot.
I have two
feet.
You have a name for this part right here?
Shin bone.
Okay. What about this part right here?
It's your thigh, isn't it?
Okay. And what would you say, you know, a catcher in baseball, when he gets down to catch the ball, what would you say he's doing?
Squatting.
Okay. Have you ever heard people around here say, hunker down, or he's hunkering down?
I've heard that. Not too often.
Have you ever heard this part of your leg called your hunkers, or your haunches?
Haunches, yeah.
Haunches, but not hunkers?
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right, this expression, say if a man has been sick, you might say, well, so-and-so's up and around now, but he still looks a little...
little peaked.
What about puny?
Puny.
That would do that?
Yeah.
Okay. And a man who's able to lift very heavy weights, you say he's very...
strong.
Any other word? Could you use the word stout there to mean he's
stout.
Strong?
Stout. Yeah.
Meaning he's strong?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
My smell strong.
Oh.
I always say he smells stout.
Since you brought that up, have you ever heard the word funky used to mean somebody smells bad?
Yeah.
Kind of funky almost.
Yeah.
You would say he smells...
sort of funky.
Okay.
Sort of nasty.
Right. Somebody who always has a smile on his face and nice things to say about people, you'd say he sure is mighty...
cheerful.
Okay.
Pleasant.
And a little boy who trips over things and bumps into things, knocks things over, you'd say he's
clumsy.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain
idiot.